Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WLRN News. I'm Nadej Green. It's prom season in South Florida. High school seniors and even some eighth graders are getting ready to dance the night away in their finest threads. For the last couple of years, dozens of teenage girls have been able to get their dresses because of a woman in Florida City. Regina Talbert's daughter was shot and killed in Florida City months before her senior prom. 2 years later, Talbert decided she wanted to help other teenage girls go to prom. Racks of sparkling, fluffy long gowns and short dresses are everywhere inside the community room at City Church in Homestead. It's been converted into a one-stop prom shop for girls.
Look at how beautiful you look on that dress.
Lijedajo Ruiz is a middle school teacher at Somerset Oaks Academy, and she's helping four of her eighth graders pick out the perfect dress for prom.
They work really hard during the entire year, but unfortunately the parents do not have the means to pay for what they need for the prom.
Everything in this pop-up store is free. Amelia Acosta twirls in a shimmery blue gown.
But then I started looking and saw this one, and I like it because I like the things that with sparkles.
Regina Talbert watches Amelia model the dress and gives her some advice on colors for accessories.
Silver or gold, you can bring this out.
Talbert is the one who organized this free prom store.
It's all about love. They prom, you know, the eighth grade and the 12th grade. This is what I'd have been doing for my daughter.
Would have been doing. Her daughter, Noricia, was 17 years old when she was shot and killed in Florida City. She was taking a friend home when she got struck by bullets intended for someone else. Noricia wanted to become a nurse and a fashion designer.
Through the tragedy and the pain, this is where I get my enjoyment. My enjoyment out of helping somebody else's child.
At first, Ruiz, the middle school teacher who brought her students here, didn't realize that this event was organized in Noricia's memory. Then she saw Noricia's poster-sized photo on display. Noricia was one of her former students. She came to the funeral here at this church.
Also, it was very difficult. When you have a student that is a star student, and then you see you have so much hope, and you know that she's going to do great, and she's going to do so many things, and then something like that happened, that's why you don't understand why.
She starts to cry. When her students ask her why, she jokes, it's because they haven't chosen a dress yet.
Because you can't find a dress. No, just kidding.
Then she tells them.
I'll tell you guys who's Noricia. She was an amazing girl.
A few steps away, Ashley Grullon is beaming at her daughter.
Fits her perfect.
Her daughter, Janine, found a yellow dress, the color she really wanted to wear to prom.
Janine, how do you feel?
I love my dress. Thank you.
Grullon thanks Talbert for creating this shop.
I'm a mom that's overwhelmed. I mean, this is a blessing for me because, you know, a lot of mothers would like to, like, spend a lot of money and go out all out for their kids, but we don't have it.
For Talbert, the joy and excited giggles from teens, and sometimes their moms, when they find the dress, is why she spends most of the year putting calls out for donations and picking up lightly used or new dresses.
What school are you from?
Redland and
She's surrounded by a group of moms waiting for their daughters outside the dressing rooms.
I hope this will grow every year, and I know it will through God's grace. And his help, Lord, I thank
you.
For the community.
It will.
Regina Talbert says helping make prom possible for teenage girls in South Dade is also how she tries to keep her own sadness at bay when she thinks about her daughter, Noricia. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.